is a little PSA to Jacob Rott and Jacob Rott only. Please go visit Maxine in Italy. She really wants to see you. Okay? Thank you.
Please. Or else. I will do anything just to see your face. It could be from a distance.
Yeah.
That's okay.
I mean, I don't mind that either, to be honest. Yeah. Okay. Well, also, I really like your new setting over there.
Oh, thanks. That's my door. It's my closet door.
That looks beautiful.
This is my curtain.
It looks very modern. Wow.
Yes. It's not purple either.
I wonder why. Did you paint your room?
I wonder why. Am I in my new room?
I think so. Is this your new apartment?
Am I in my new room, in my new apartment right now?
Wow!
Is that where
How
I am
How did you transfer there? That's actually crazy.
Wow! Look at me.
Guys, Maxine is in her new setting in her apartment at the time of this recording. How is it like living in your new apartment? When did you just move in?
It's great. I feel a lot more relaxed here.
Wow, okay.
It's a nicer commute. I don't have to drive as far.
Oh.
I like the new vibe of my new room.
It's very modern. Are you going to decorate it or paint it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm not going to paint the walls. I am going to decorate, though.
Ooh.
It looks mature. I just want to try and figure out the furniture configuration first before I start putting shit up.
Mm-hmm. But it looks very modern, very mature, relaxed, calming. It's just, I love this new little era for Maxine.
Yes, I'm excited.
I'm excited for this new era. Me on my bedroom floor. If you're wondering where I am now.
Yes, also in a bedroom.
Honestly, this is bedroom vibes because right now we actually are going to be continuing our little Q&A series. If you haven't seen part one, go check it out. We answered a lot of TMI questions from you guys. And now we decided to do part two because we got a bunch of questions about guy advice. And we've always preached about it on our podcast. And I just love Maxine's savageness in every episode. So today, this is a part two. So buckle up if you want to get into that. But you know what? We decided to do a little What's Boiling this week because we haven't done one in like a while, to be honest.
Yeah,
because it's just been really hectic here. And honestly, we haven't really, like, seen what has been going on in the world. Mm-hmm. So we're like...
There hasn't really been too much going on.
Until recently.
Anyways.
Ooh.
Until recently.
Recently. So let's get into what's boiling this week, and then we'll get into the Q&A. So we do have timestamps if you are. Just want to jump into the Q&A start part of the Q&A. But yeah. This is a little what's boiling this week because, again, like you mentioned, there hasn't been a lot. So today we're going to be talking about Miss Addison Rae again.
Indeed.
So a lot has happened. I think, when was the last time we spoke about her dad on the podcast? There's been a lot since then. So I just thought.
Yeah, it's been quite some time.
I think it was like our first few episodes of season four. We talked about it.
Yeah.
Well, there's been a lot since.
It's been a hot minute.
It's been a hot minute. And again, we're sorry for... If you guys really like the What's Boiling segments, we're really sorry. We've been just cutting that, slacking it off, but...
Yes.
We'll just do a quick one. Just a little quick one for everybody that just loves this segment part. But basically, over the last few weeks, I'll just give a brief summary to it. But Miss Sherry and Mr. Monty Lopez, which is Addison Rae's parents, they've been going online and just making everything so public for them, like with their divorce and fights and Monty wanting to fight Young Gravy. Because apparently, Young Gravy's involved in this. But Young Gravy allegedly has a huge crush on Addison Rae's mom. And they make it very public online that they're very affectionate and they really like each other. And Monty didn't like that, aka Addison's dad. He was very, very upset that he was going after her ex, even though he had no right to be mad because he cheated on Addison Rae's mother. Yeah, so there's just been a lot of like chaotic internet stuff that's just being brought to light, and Addison had nothing to say, had no comment to say anything about it. Until recently, actually, Young Gravy ended up taking Addison Rae's mom to the VMA red carpet. They were seen.
Yes, I saw that.
Yeah, they obviously kissed a lot on the red carpet, even off the red carpet. Monty said he was unbothered by it and like saying he doesn't care. And like Young Gravy's not getting to him, but like wants to fight him still. And just the whole thing is just so chaotic. And I know that Sherry, aka Addison Rae's mother, is just like going after him online, just like commenting back and forth, fighting with him on the internet. And it's just a mess. And Addison has not commented about anything about this until recently. So I thought I would read you kind of like the source of how what Addison Rae feels in this whole thing, which I feel like personally, we can get into like our opinions, but I just feel like she had no right to speak on it. If she doesn't feel comfortable with it, she didn't really need to say anything. But yeah, I'll read you the source, and then we could just talk about it briefly a little bit. But a quote source on ET Online quoted that Addison is embarrassed by her parents at this point and trying to keep her distance from them. She's trying to stay grounded and focus on other projects that she's currently working on. She doesn't want them to impact her future. Addison has even gone that far to unfollow her parents on social media after the on and off couple's relationship drama began to be public. Earlier this year, in July, Monty faced allegations after a 25-year-old woman claimed that they were having a relationship. So, what do you think about this? Should Addison Rae still keep private with this? Do you think it was right for her to unfollow her parents? How do you feel about everything that I just expressed?
I think it's hard because, like, a lot of families go through what Addison's going through, but in a more private sense.
Yeah.
And with Addison being a public figure, like, her entire life is being publicized. So I totally understand how she's feeling and why she's feeling the way she is. Because she's dealing with a private family matter in the eyes of everybody else.
And I feel like the parents are bringing it to light more, which is way worse.
Exactly. Like, they're not helping with the situation. And they're continuing to make it public and make it publicized and, like, throwing it out on the internet. Because I don't know what the fuck's going on with them, but apparently they feel it's necessary to do that. So, yeah, I totally understand distancing herself from her parents for a bit. Because, like, I get, like, they're your parents, but at the end of the day, you should do what's best for you and your mental health and your well-being. Yeah. And if that situation is just too stressful and too bad for you to be around, then by all means, separate yourself from it.
I agree. And I also feel like the parents are kind of being immature in the situation, which I am really sorry to say, but they are grown adults. And I feel like Addison is taking it so maturely. Like, I saw her, like, post something today about, like, how she's just, like, promoting stuff that's just, like, her business stuff. Because at the end of the day, like, I don't think they know that they're affecting her and her job. Like, I really think they really don't care about that. But obviously, I understand you have the freedom to post whatever you want, freedom of speech and all that. But I feel like if you love your daughter or your kids that much, because Addison's brothers are also involved in this. It's not just Addison. Because they have, I think he has, like, she has, like, two younger brothers. And I feel like they're going to see this. And it's, like, just kind of embarrassing for them to just, like, look at their parents just, like, fighting online. You know what I mean? I feel like they're not really taking accountability within themselves to think, oh, but my kids are going to get involved in this or are affected by this. Maybe we should stop, you know? And I feel like Monty is just a different breed. Like, he does not give a crap. Like, I think Young Gravy even did, like, a video back to him being like, you know, you are a father of one of the most successful daughters. Like, stop this. Like, you should, like, be a grown adult and, like, stop this. But he still keeps going. So I think realistically Monty is the one being, I feel like I'm not saying it's completely his fault, but he was the one that kind of started this whole thing and, like, made it kind of public. So it's just sad to see that, like, two grown adults are kind of just making this all public for Addison. And she's roughly around our age too, so it's like I can imagine, like, how we feel. Like, it's like, imagine our parents going through, like, a divorce or something like this in the public eye, like you mentioned. It's just embarrassing. Okay, since we got into the realm of friendship, platonic realm, I thought this would be a great way to transition into that. Subtle transition. Okay. Ooh. So this is a very debatable question. So answer freely, Maxine. Do you think friends with benefits works?
No.
No. Next question.
No. Here's the thing. I'm just going to be honest and we're just going to get straight to the point.
We love. Go.
The thing with sleeping with another person, somebody is going to catch feelings.
I agree.
Sleeping with someone is a very intimate, very emotional thing. So either one or both people are going to catch feelings, and then it's going to cause problems, and then you're going to fuck up the friendship. That is going to happen. You could sit there and you could be like, no, it would never happen to us. Like, it's going to happen.
It's
going to happen.
Regardless, it will happen.
So, unless you're prepared to, like, completely ruin the relationship and the friendship, like, don't do it. That's my opinion.
That's great. I love that opinion. I agree with that. I'm retweeting it because that's so true. Mm-hmm. I honestly, personally, have never been in that situation, but I've had a couple of my friends tell me that they tried it and, like, it never really worked out for them in a way. But I think the one thing they told me is, well, at the time when they really started it, they believed that they should have communication, which obviously we do preach about communication on this podcast. Communication. But I do feel like it is really hard to communicate with the person because sometimes the other person will want one thing, but then the other person wants the other thing. And then they end up falling in love, or they end up falling in love with somebody else. And they probably want to have an open relationship, and then they want to be with them, but they can't be with them because they like someone else. It's just a whole freaking mess. And honestly, it just sounds very chaotic. So if you're down to have that chaotic life, go for it, you know? But personally, I don't like that. I mean, go for it. But again, like Maxine says, I think it really does. Like we said in the last question, I think it really depends on the situation. If you've been friends with this person for so long, think about the risk that you're going to take to ruin that friendship that you've grown, you know? I mean, if it's hardcore and you're just going to strictly sleep together that one time, I think that's okay. But if you're like going to be like, hey, let's oftenly sleep together, it's going to cause the friendship for sure. If you want to keep that friendship in a way. And like, again, like maybe someone can end up falling for someone and then it's a whole freaking mess. So to answer that question, I don't believe it works, but you can give it a try for yourself. Again, it really depends on the situation. But just be prepared for the chaoticness. Stream Chaotic by Tate McRae. That's literally what it is. But yeah, honestly, I find that it's just so heart-wrenching too, because it's like people just nowadays just want to sleep with someone and they don't really want anything committed with it, if that makes sense.
I know, especially people around our age too. Mm-hmm. That's like the big thing.
We're calling out everybody. Like, I swear to God, like,
all of you out there, we know what you're doing.
Yeah, we all know what you're doing. No, because it's
like, we know what you're doing.
Honestly, like, it's just so sad to like think how like people are just not that committed to you. They just want one thing and that's it. But then why are you going to constantly come back with me to sleep with me if you don't want anything with me?
That's a great
there has to be some
question.
Feelings attached on there. There has to be something. Because no way.
There has to be.
There's no way that you just want to sleep with me because you're just bored. Like, you know, why? I mean, I get we're friends or whatever, but are you sure you want, you know? Next question. I don't even want to get further into that. Like, that's a different debate.
We'll like, get into it. But, like...
but it's just complicated. Next question. What age did you get your first kiss? Was it scary?
Hold on.
I think you told me this story, personally.
I gotta figure out age.
It was in the snow. That's what I remembered.
I think.
See, I remember Maxine's stuff, guys. I'm a true friend.
I was in grade 10. I think I was 15.
Wow, you were a youngster.
Because I'm thinking of, like, the school years, and I'm trying to figure out.
Yeah, you're
out...
around, like, 15, 6, yeah, like, 15.
I think I was 15, no, I was 15, because it was that same year was when I got with my ex. It was later that year, and I turned 16 a month after we got together. So yes, I was 15.
Okay, yeah, because you're younger. You're the December baby, not December baby, November baby. See, I remember.
Yeah. So yes, I was 15.
Well, what? How was it? And was it scary? What was your first kiss like?
I mean, yeah, I think both of us were pretty nervous because, like, we kind of knew. It was gonna happen. It was just like...
You planned it out?
Starting. It's like, you know those moments where, like, you want to do something, but, like, getting started is the hardest part?
Yep.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, you build it up so much in your head before it ever actually happens.
Yeah.
So... Yeah, I think both of us were pretty nervous. But after it actually happened, we were pretty...
So it wasn't scary for you?
Okay with it.
You just...
I wasn't scared. I was a little nervous.
I mean, that's how we all feel when we get...
Yeah, but he was also nervous. So I was trying to make him not nervous. So I was more focused on making him not nervous than my own nervousness.
Which... I was going to say it's not right,
distracted
but...
me.
I mean... That's nice that you tried, you know?
I did, because I'm a caring person. I care about other people.
We love it. Maxine is so caring. But sadly, it was with him, but anyways.
And now I've kissed multiple men.
Multiple men have been kissed.
Yeah.
Wow, look at you. Sly dog, Maxine. She's out here.
Oh my gosh. Whoa. Call the police. Someone's getting wild police. Over here.
You're under arrest for kissing so many men. No.
Okay. What about you?
I was a late bloomer. I was 18 when I got my first kiss.
Okay.
But honestly, I'm glad that it was late because people not shamed me for it, but like we always hear a lot like, oh, you should get your first kiss when you're in high school and da 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 da. It's like, it's not that big of a deal, though. Like, when I mean...
Yeah, well, you should do it when you're comfortable.
Yeah. I mean, I don't want to brag. My first kiss was, like, out of a fairy tale movie. I don't want to go too much into detail about it, though. Because a person might watch this. But let's just say it was very nerve-wracking for me. It was pretty scary for me. Because, again, I've never... I mean, the only time I've ever interacted with a man was when I spoke to one. But that day, I was like, oh!
And that's already hard enough as it is.
Literally. But, yeah, oh my god, I hope my family does not watch this. me waving.
Hi, Jesse's family.
yeah, my first kiss was like, do I want to go into detail? I'll just say, it was like very, you know how like when you see fireworks? That's what I basically saw. Even though, like, I barely liked the guy, though. Like, we talked, but, like, it wasn't, like, anything, like, I don't know how to explain it. Because, like, it's really hard to explain how it felt because, like, it just felt, like, really magical. And I know this sounds like a generic thing to talk about, but I don't know because, like, I was, like, again, a late bloomer. It was a very, like, in the moment kind of thing. So I kind of, like, it wasn't, like, so, like, strict in a way. It's like, oh, we're kissing now. Okay. Like, it just felt, like, very authentic, which I really liked personally.
That's good.
And I think that's how all first kisses should feel like. But honestly, everybody has their own different experiences with it, right? So I think mine was, like, pretty magical. It was, like, very relaxed. It was very comfortable with the guy at the time. So
that's good.
Yeah. I think always have comfortability with the guy when you have the first kiss. Or girl, depending who it is. But just make sure you both are comfortable. So that way you can feel more authentic in a way.
Yeah.
Okay. Have you ever liked someone but did not like you back? What do you do in that situation?
All the time.
Yeah. Well, I don't answer.
Literally
all the time.
Every single man I've ever liked in my life.
Me too. I mean, it's bound to happen though, to be honest.
Yeah. Like, this is, you want, we'll make this question really depressing.
No.
Well, this person asked a sad question, so you know what? If we're going to get sad, we're going to get depressing.
Sorry, guys. Sorry that we went downhill.
I think... I don't think I have ever liked someone and have them liked me back.
Agreed.
Including people that I've been in relationships with.
Oh, interesting.
I don't think they actually genuinely liked me. I think they pretended to get something out of me. Because they were, like, the people that I was in relationships with, like, they were very, like, manipulative people and, like, just really, just shitty people in general.
Yeah.
So, like, I think they saw that I liked them and fed into that and then used me for their own personal gain.
Which we hate.
So I don't think I have ever been in a situation where I have liked someone and they have liked me. So, anyways, how do you deal with that?
This is a really sad question.
I know. And I just made this even more sad. I think it can be hard, but I think just find ways to move on. Like,
there's plenty people out there too. Like,
exactly. Like, if you like someone and they don't like you back, like, don't waste your time. Like, find someone else who will love and appreciate you for who you are as a person, and not someone who's like, doesn't like you or only wants to use you for something.
They have to genuinely like the person. Like, they have to genuinely be there for you and like you, if that makes sense.
Yeah. So, it can be hard, and I know it can be hard, and I know it sucks because everybody in this world wants to be loved. That is the biggest thing that everybody wants, is to be loved. But if it's not going to work out with that person, then don't try to, like, cling on to it. Mm-hmm. Like, just let it go. Focus on yourself.
Yeah, that's so
love
true.
Love yourself. Be there for yourself. And then the right person will come along.
For sure. When I agree.
You're ready for it.
That is a good answer. I also feel like, I want to latch on to that because I feel like, like, a lot of people think that, I think I mentioned this in, like, an episode about this. I don't remember. We've done a lot of episodes. But I remember specifically I said, like, the more you chase people, they tell you to chase and chase and chase and, like, you'll get the person. But I feel like with this circumstance, it's like you have to learn to accept that they are not going to want you back. I think there is a difference with the exception. There needs to be exception with that. And obviously I think love and like is, like, a very different thing. But if you know that they're not going to pursue you back, like you said, Maxine, it's like, don't even bother to, like, force anything out of it. Because then it's not going to feel authentic, because it's just going to be a one-sided relationship. Because it's like, if you date, if you end up getting the person, it's like you're just going to end up giving more of the love, and they're just going to be like, oh, you know, I'm here because I got asked out. You know what I mean? But
yeah,
I think it's, like, easier said than done with this situation, right? Because obviously you have to be in it in order for you to understand it. But yeah, I think for this, like, obviously you're so much better on your own. Maybe you need to have more of a self-discovery within yourself. I know that sounds really brutal, but I think just, like, try to find, like, hobbies or something to distract you. Hot girl moment, you know? Like, find something you love. Find a new book. Find a new movie, you know? Distract yourself in a way, but in a healthy way. And also, I feel like, if this person is not going to like you back, then they're missing out. Like, there's someone way better for you out there. Yeah. You know what I mean? They're going to end up regretting. Absolutely. They're going to be like, fudge, like, I should have gotten, like, example. I should have gotten this girl. I should have went out with her, but I rejected her, and now she's out here moving on and living her best life. Grr. Like, you know? Like, I think.
Yeah, exactly.
Show them what you're missing in a way, but not in the toxic way, I guess you would say. But yeah.
Yeah.
But obviously, it bound to happen like this. It's always been like this. And there's nothing you can really do about it. Because, like Maxine said one time, everything happens for a reason. Maybe this person's not going to be good enough for you. Who knows?
Exactly.
Yeah. I think that'll be my answer. I copied and pasted Maxine's little quote, but if you know, you know.
Good answer.
Thank you. Thank you. You had a really good answer. Okay, let me see what we got here. Oh, okay. Since we're on a depressing note.
Okay. It's not really depressing,
but like now we're going to, I think it's going to transition into this. But how do you know when to leave a toxic or in general a relationship? When do you think it's a good time to leave it? And I know you've been through something like this. I want to hear your answer.
I've been through many toxic relationships. Well, actually, all of my relationships have been toxic, but we'll get into that another time.
No.
I think it's hard because, like, for me, being in that situation, like, you don't want to let it go. Because even though it sucks, like, you still want it, in a sense. Mm-hmm. Like, you still want that love and affection and that relationship that that person is giving you. And you don't want to let it go because you don't like the idea of being by yourself.
Oh, true.
And I feel like so many people are afraid of and they don't like the idea of being by themselves. That they will put themselves in these shitty situations just because they want to be in a relationship with someone. Yeah,
which is kind of sad, though.
And it is. And, like, being in a relationship is not the end-all be-all. Like, there is so much more to life than that.
Agreed.
And I think, like, it's hard to say because a lot of the times people, when they're in a toxic situation, they don't realize that they're in a toxic situation. But I think a good indicator would be, are you more upset and miserable in the relationship than you are happy? So yeah, I think it can be hard, but if you're looking at your relationship and you're dreading your relationship and you're just thinking to yourself, like, God, like, this, I'm so miserable, they only make me upset, they don't make me happy anymore, then I think that's a pretty good indication that it's not a situation you should be in.
You should leave. Anymore. Yeah. I agree. That's so true.
No, just you're also great.
oh, thank you. But yeah, I think like what you said, like if you feel like there's something off or if you have, honestly, trust your gut. I think in this situation, like if you 100%. Know it's not right, leave it, you know? But if it's hard for them, because I know it's hard to hear these kind of stories where it's like, if they're in a toxic relationship, they go, oh, but if I leave, he's going to be miserable and he's not going to live without me and he's going to do this thing and he'll do something to himself. And it's like, but like, I feel like if you're thinking of leaving this person, you have to know what's right for you. Because I feel like in that standpoint, it's like you're worrying about the other person, but it's like you need to worry about yourself. And then it also gives you time, if you leave the relationship, to think about, like I mentioned in the last answer, like to discover yourself, self-love, you know, like try to really focus on yourself. And I think that's the most important thing. But yeah, with like toxic relationships, it's really hard to like, because I can't imagine like people like try to leave and it's like they would say all these manipulative stuff to you. And it's like, it's just so sad. But like, you have to do what's best for you at the end of the day. Because if you really want to leave this person, you're doing it for yourself, you know? Like, they don't matter to you. Obviously, like, everything that they've done for you, be appreciative with that. But it was a chapter in your life. You have to just, like, move on to another chapter. New era of yourself, you know? Like, that was something, and I accept it. It's time for me to move on. It's like working at a job that you hate, and it's like you're going to be working there forever. You could choose to, like, move to a different job and like do something that you want to do for yourself, because that's like the most thing that you could really do for yourself in a way. I feel like for this, it's like, it's all about your self growth. I feel for this one, but I don't know how to answer toxic relationship. But if you know that it's not, they're not benefiting you, they're not giving you attention, they're constantly, I mean, cheating could be a different thing. That's a whole different scenario, but That's a different thing. But if they're just not giving you the satisfaction, not giving you the attention, just being boring in the relationship, constantly just like being jealous, or I don't know, like they just don't like something that you're doing, they're controlling you in some way. Mm-hmm. Like, you're losing a part of yourself. And I think it's good that you're going to leave that part of him so you can find that part of yourself again, if that makes sense. Or girl, depending. It could be, this is just like generalization of what we think as women for men, but you can interpret it as you wish. But I think that'll be my answer. Just,
it's all about just the self-love. Love yourself, man. I feel like we're all about like at the end of the day. Just love yourself, man.
Yo, dude, love yourself. But it's true, though. It's true. Okay. All right. Here, we got a personal question here. Okay. Ready? I'm ready for this. I met a guy, but he lives 4 hours away from me. We plan to both make an effort to see each other, but is this distance worth getting to know each other?
It's hard to say because some long distance relationships do work and some long distance relationships don't work. I think it just depends on how you feel about the person and if you two are willing to literally go the distance for each other. Because if you think about it, like, you gotta think more long term. Like, this is great for a couple months, but can I do this for 6 months, 8 months, 1 year, 2 years, 5 years? Like, how long are the two of you going to be distance for? But I think give it a shot. I mean, there's nothing telling you that you shouldn't. Like, it's not a bad thing to give it a try, because you never know. You know, you only miss the chances you don't take, or whatever the hell that saying is.
I think I know what's
saying. Yeah, I think give it a try and just keep in mind that, like, the distance can be an issue for a lot of people, and it just might not be feasible for you to in the long run. So, it just depends on yourself.
I think you're right. Latching onto that a little bit, I think it also depends of if you want to make that risk for yourself to make an effort to this relationship.
Yes.
And if he's giving you the effort same effort.
Goes both ways.
Yeah. Like, if he's going to be out here visiting you, you have to go visit him. It has to be a 50-50 kind of thing. I think it's like that in generalization in any relationship. So this is like a beyond of like the 50-50 in that way, in a way. So I think for that, I honestly, personally, you can come after me in the comments, but I personally don't think long distance relationships work. I had a couple of personal people that I've known that tried and it failed. So I just never really believed it worked, in my opinion. I feel like also there has to be a big lack of, like, not lack, like a big trust in that relationship. Because that's like a big, like, if you're going to be committed to that person, you have to commit. Like, you got to be very faithful, very loyal, very trustworthy in this relationship. Because you're like, you're in God knows where. Like, for this one, 4 hours away, okay. But if you're like across the country, like, I'm not going to see you. And obviously, there might be time differences. We have to schedule FaceTime calls. We have to make an effort to text. We have to make an effort to call. It's just a lot of work you have to put into this person. But since this question is asking, well, saying that it's 4 hours, I think it's very manageable. But it really depends if he's going to give the effort to come see you and you're going to go see him, or vice versa. And how it always has to be 50-50 in a relationship, and big trust and big loyalty and faithfulness in a relationship for sure. And there has to be, again,
communication.
What is the maxi? Communication.
Yay. The end.
That's the end of it.
Literally,
there has to be communication in this, because, like, you have to always talk everything out, you know? So, if you're willing to make that effort, good luck, Charlie. Like, it's not even Charlie, but, you know?
Yeah.
You know that show, Good Luck Charlie?
One of the Good very Luck, first Charlie vloggers.
Cuts the cameras.
Origin very, story.
Literally the origin of how vloggers became literally vlogging, mm-hmm. vlogging lifestyle beauty gurus are shaking right now. Anyways, the next question, I think we answered this one time okay. in a mini Q&A, but we'll answer it again. Give us some ideal dates or cute things to do with your significant other.
Picnics.
Okay, let's give a scenario for this one. Okay, okay. You're just, okay, here, Maxine, are you ready? You just right. met a guy and he asked you out on a date, but he's like, do you have any suggestions? And then you give a suggestion, where would it be on your first ever date to a man that you ever talked to?
Yeah.
The museum.
I think it'd be so much fun.
I think we did answer this.
I just also really want to go to the ROM. Yeah. It doesn't need to be with
me. Can we go together? Honestly, yeah. that's a cute idea in general, just to go out. Like, to just even take cute pictures, even to just, like, see the historics, have conversations out of it. There always needs to be yes. a place where you guys have to talk somewhere. Like, I feel
it's
like movies...
It's cute, but, like, all you do is sit there and watch something. Like, you don't get to know the person.
Oh, my oh. God. I somewhat have a mini story. Oh. Okay, so I don't want to say it's a story, but like I'll just say from a perspective in this way. Sorry, did you? Is, well, was that yeah. your answer?
Well, you go to museum, just the picnic, ROM? Hikes, okay. stargazing, go shopping, go do sightseeing.
That's so cute, stargazing. I'm gonna cry.
Go on a drive.
Max
go
is giving
ice
you all
skating
this freaking
in the winter,
clout ideas
maybe.
Right now. Retweet.
Go to like a cottage, do like a weekend getaway.
The Christmas market. If you live in Toronto, Christmas they always market. Have those Christmas markets where you just walk around and have hot cocoa, take pictures.
There you go. There's like 10 different
so
ideas.
Cute. I love.
You're welcome.
Honestly, I'm just gonna latch on to like a story that I think this is a little mini thing of why I don't like movie dates.
Okay.
Personally. Because you sit there, Maxine, being so nervous the entire time. Mm-hmm. And then you go to this overthink. This is for my overthinkers. You overthink a lot. For me, like, yeah. okay, I'll explain. Basically, I was out with this guy, and he took me to a movie. And throughout the whole movie, like, he'll whisper some stuff. And then I'll be like, huh? What? And then, like, it'll just be, like, so, like, nerve-wracking. Because, like, you're not even paying attention to the movie. You're just literally. Paying attention to the person, and it gets you more nervous, and then it makes you think, oh my God, what is he thinking? What is he going to do? Is he going to make a move? Like, what's going on? Like, what are we doing after this? Like, get to this overthinking thought. And that mm-hmm. is why I don't like movie dates. I mean, it's cute. You think about it, going to see a movie, whatever, whatever. But mm-hmm. like, no, just no, no. Mm-mm. So how do you, well, this is more of like a uplifting one in a way, but okay. how do I get over a guy and stop crying over him?
Ooh,
First of all, can I just like, before you answer that, mm-hmm. never cry over a man.
Yeah, men are literally fucking useless. Don't worry about men.
Well, it depends on the situation, but yes. men, not worth crying over.
No,
but
they're not.
Anyway, sorry, proceed, Maxine. I just wanted to say that before we get into it.
I think focus on yourself and mm-hmm. be there for yourself. Work on your inner soul and your inner being and your heart.
Yes.
Like we've said before, pick up a hobby, do something, spend time with friends and family. Like, fulfill yeah. your heart with other things, if that makes any sense.
No, that makes sense. Yeah, because it's like, the more you dread about this man, who is a piece of trash to you anyways, literally. Then find something that is not a piece of trash. Mm-hmm. Like, go find yourself. Find out what movies you like. You know, it's all about the self-growth at the end of the day.
Yeah.
Because men, I think men stunt your growth.
Yeah.
The only thing they can grow is muscles, which I'm not mad about.
Yeah, but it's not a bad thing, but like,
yeah, but, you know, I think it's great that you can strengthen your own muscles, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I think personally, whoever made you cry deserves
nothing.
I hope they don't give them a straw when they, you know what? No, I'm going to list all the things.
Okay.
I hope the next time they order McDonald's, they don't give them the straw.
Love that.
I hope they get their order wrong.
Love that.
I also hope the next time he goes into a freaking light, it turns red right when he gets there.
Literally.
What else? I hope he stubs his toe.
Yes.
Because that's how much it should hurt. Mm-hmm. How much he hurt you. So, yeah.
I agree with all those statements.
But, no, but yeah, I think it's good that you find your own self. Growth and focus on yourself, because the more you dread about it in your bed, how upset you are about this person, think about how much fun you're going to be having. Think about all the nights that you go out and post it on Instagram. Yeah. Make sure he sees that shrimp. Because who knows, maybe he'll act delusional and be like, ah, that's not fair. Why is she having a good time? You know, I'm not dreading on my bed about it.
I don't know.
I'm having a grand old time. Exactly.
Literally.
And that's the tea. That's my answer. Okay, let me see. I think we have two more questions to go. Oh, okay. Are you ready for this one?
Yeah.
Okay. So this is a little bit explicit. Your discretion has been advised.
Okay.
But how do I say no to a guy that wants to send nudes? I'm excited for Maxie's answer. Oh my gosh.
First of all, men need to understand that the word no means no.
Yes.
I think that's the first thing we need to discuss. I think you having to ask the question, how do I ask a man in the right way not to send me nudes? You should literally just be able to say, I don't want them, and then they don't send them. But the thing about men and their brains is that they don't work.
Yeah,
so, like,
I agree.
They see that you're saying no. And they hear that you're saying no. But they're still thinking, she wants to see my penis. And guess what? She does not. So my answer would be, tell him no. And if he sends you one, block him. You're welcome.
I was about to say that. Wow. So easy. That was a step-by-step routine of how to say no.
Literally.
To a man that wants to send you nudes. I also feel like, can I just say, if a guy asks you for nudes, I mean, if you feel comfortable, do what you like.
Yeah.
But listen, if you don't feel comfortable with that man, and if you just met him at a club and he's like, hey, let me get your number, and then automatically ask you to send nudes, block him.
Literally.
I think that's the greatest answer to do. Block him. Mm. Unless if you really like him. Honestly, let's put it into perspective if you really like him.
Okay.
I think, honestly,
I'd still block him.
I love
him.
I'm twisting this.
Oh.
Really? I would just be like, I mean, I like you, but I'm not down for it, you know? If he's going to be a piece of trash about it, then, yeah, literally. Block him.
Literally do that. I do not have time for a man who's going to disrespect me in my space.
Exactly.
Like, it's not happening.
Yeah. Like, no way. If you're dating, then do you know?
Yeah.
But, like, if you've just met the person, or, like, if you've just, like, started talking to them and then they automatically ask you.
Yeah.
I'm not down to see your schlong rolling around here.
No.
No way.
I'm never down to see that. I never want to.
I thought maybe we could just go get a coffee or something. But if you're just going to be like, hey, here's my schlong.
Yeah, can we just talk?
And tell me
can
what you
just
think.
Hang out? Get to know each other?
Literally. I think guys that do that expect something out of it and expects their ego to be boosted.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's
when in reality, women just share the photo with their other girlfriends and their gay friends, and we just laugh about it. So,
hey, Maxine, look at this photo Jeff sent me.
Yeah. Like, that's what's happening is
Jefferson sent me this picture, and it's just repulsive. Let's rate it.
Like, I think men need to know that, like, when they send a dick pic, that girl is showing her friends, and they are all making fun of you.
Yeah, so
just so you
better know what you're signing up for.
Literally.
Yeah. Good good to inform the men.
Yeah.
But again, they're a little slow, right? They're not going to get
yeah,
it
no,
until,
they're
like,
not very smart.
A few
so.
Days later. It's okay. It's okay. We'll let you take your time to digest
yeah,
this.
It's okay.
I guess
you'll
that's our answer.
One day.
Just. Just no. I think that's our answer. No.
Just no.
That's it.
Just don't. Just don't do it.
Okay. Here's the last question. It's a basic last question. Okay. I think it's a great way to end off this little advice, boys' advice questionnaire. If you guys want more of these, we'll gladly do more.
Mm-hmm.
But I think until then, we'll wait until Maxine comes back from her trip,
yeah.
which I'm very excited.
Hopefully, I'll see Jacob Rott in Venice.
Jacob Rott, I'm coming for
if
you.
If I see him, I am literally going to immediately take a video of me screaming and send it to you.
Literally, I'll save that video and post it on the podcast.
Literally.
Hey guys, this is an update of Maxine.
I will take a video of him, then I will turn it on to myself, and I will be screaming, and I will send it to you. That is exactly what's going to happen. So if you see a video come to you sometime next week, that is exactly what it is.
I'm excited for that video.
Mm-hmm.
It better happen. I'm manifesting. Manifest.
Manifest, please. Everybody manifest that I can see Jacob Rott.
This podcast is becoming a Jacob Rott stan account.
I know. Like...
Oh my god. Okay.
Anyways.
So, this is the very last question of the evening.
Okay.
And I think this is a great way to end it. But how do I text a guy first? What should I do, Maxine? I really like this guy and I want to message him. What should I say? What should I do?
Okay.
But I'm nervous.
Maxine,
help me! Savage Queen!
First, I want to touch a little bit on the stigma that the man has to make the first move.
Oh, yeah.
He does not.
Yeah.
Like, my answer would be just fucking text him. Because, like, you don't have to wait for him to do it first. Like, if you want to text him and you want to talk to him, then text him and talk to him. And you'll hear guys talk about it, too, where, like, they want the women to be making the first move. Like, that is something that they love and appreciate themselves, because it's usually them making the first move. So when they
I also have a guy friend, too, that, like... Sorry, I don't mean to interrupt.
No,
but I also have a guy friend, too, that mentioned that, like, it's pretty hot and confident of a girl to just make the first move.
It is. So literally, you're never going to go wrong. If you text a guy, you're never going to go wrong. Especially if he's interested in you. Like, men like
it... If you know he's interested, make the move.
Men like it when women make the first move. I guarantee you... If you do it, he will be like, oh my gosh. He'll be so excited, and he will absolutely 100% text you.
I agree. And, like, it's not likely that they're not going to respond. They're obviously going to be like, whoa, this girl's messaging me.
And if they don't respond, then they aren't worth your time.
That I agree with. Honestly, it's like a risk-taking moment. Mm-hmm. But, honestly, I would say text them as, like, a friend at first, because I don't like to go too strong with that.
Yeah.
Like, hey, I'm here. Like, it's like, you know, when you're like texting somebody, you're like, hey, I'm open, I'm single. Like, just try to make it seem like you're just texting as a friend.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if you're at school, for example, and you got this guy's number and you're like, hey, what was the assignment for this day?
Yeah.
You know, like, try to make it like casual. Mm-hmm. Like, I'd say like, but if it's just like a person that you met at like a coffee bar or something and you're like, he's cute, let me message him. You could be like, hey, like, you know, we should go grab some coffee together sometime. You know, like, make it, like, subtle but sweet casual, so it doesn't seem like, hey, like, I'm out here and I'm single and I want to be with you type of way.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I feel. But honestly, yeah, make the first move. Like, don't get nervous. Like, treat it as, like, a friend thing. Like, it's like if I'm texting Maxine, like, hey, Maxine, how's Tara doing today? You know, like,
mm-hmm.
like that little things like that. And if he doesn't message you back, screw him. There's plenty of other fishes in the sea. You don't need him.
Yeah.
So, I guess that'll be my answer to end it off. Because,
mm-hmm.
obviously, men are somewhat not reliable.
Oh.
Oh, okay.
Oh, sorry.
That's
I thought we were going somewhere else with that.
Men are trash.
Men are trash.
No. We love men. No men were harmed in the making of this episode.
Yes.
We forgot to make an apology. Men, we're so sorry for the last couple episodes that we've been trashing you.
We do a lot.
But it's the truth.
Mostly me.
That is the truth.
But yeah, I think that's a great way to end today's second part series episode. Obviously, next episode is going to be a very different. Obviously, Maxine is going to be gone in Italy. We mentioned that in the last episode.
Gone in Italy trying to find Jacob Rott.
That's why she's going to Italy. She's
going
to find
Jacob Rott. That is exactly why I'm going to Italy. That's the only reason I'm there.
No, that's joking. Not the only reason. That's like partial, it's but not a little part the full reason. No, but yeah, you're going to be gone for 2 weeks. So obviously 2 weeks, I will be taking over for you guys. Mm-hmm. Don't worry. Maxine will be here in spirit for the next 2 weeks. Until then, I hope you have a really good time on your trip. Send me that video.
I will.
And have a good time. I can't wait to see you.
Yes, I'm going to miss you.
For you to come back already. But yeah, until then, I'll see you guys next week. Mm-hmm. We really appreciate you guys for watching our two-part series if you have. Mm-hmm. If you haven't, go check it out in the description. We'll leave it for you guys to go see part one. But yeah, thank you again for watching our episode. Make sure to like this video. Leave the notifications when you get this episode. We always post every Saturdays on here. This is season four. So go check out our playlist. Go check out our videos. You can also go check us out on Instagram. Lights, Camera, Storytime is where it's at. Also follow us on our personals as well. And also stream us everywhere on Spotify, Google, Apple, everywhere you stream podcasts, basically. Rate us 5 stars on Spotify and Apple. We much appreciate it. Appreciative. And also, by the way, little shout out moment, thank you guys for watching our All Too Well review.
That one,
oh my god, at the time of this recording we were told that that's like our second most viewed video and episode in general on the YouTube page, so thank you for the continuous love and the support on this account and just in general on our podcast. We really, really do appreciate you guys. So again, next week it is going to be a bit different since Maxine is leaving for the trip on to Italy. So you will be missed. This is your last time being here for this week. Until then, we'll see you again, Maxine, the next week.
Couple weeks and I'll be back. I will be back.
She will be back, guys. This isn't a breakup freaking announcement.
No.
But there will be an announcement when you come back.
Yes,
so
we do have an announcement to make when
keep
I come
up
back
with our episodes, guys. Mm-hmm. Until then, I'll see you next week.
Yes.
I love you guys. Maxine loves you. And we'll see you till then. Thank you again. Bye.